نعم الجليس مدى حياتك مصحف يجلو هموم النفس والوجدان فيه الهداية والسعادة والرضا وهو الدليل لجنة الرحمن.
عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رواه البخاري. Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. This hadith can be found in Sahih Bukhari.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to Quran Psycho Mustafa, and this is the 10th episode in our series, Jannah with the Huffaz, where we bring to you stories and challenges of people that have completed the memorization of the entire Quran, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And all the way from our first episode, it's been an interesting ride. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us as an act of ibadah and makes this journey easy for those of us that haven't completed or started the journey as well. Ameen. Without much ado, let me welcome our guests today and the person of Ustadha Hafidha Ullong Shola Firdaus. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Ustadha.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're welcome to Quran Psycho, ya Ustadha. Please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us how you feel being on this program today.
Naam, my name is Ullong Shola Firdaus. I completed my tahfiz from Markaz Abdul Latif, Khulwatul Tanzil. And presently, I attend Ototul Academy, still in secondary school. I'm into baking and henna designs. I'm also a computer freak person. I love anything that deals with computer, and I hope to study computer science in the university, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah for being on this program today. I feel grateful. I'm very happy for the opportunity, and I thank the organizer of this program, and I pray Almighty Allah continue to assist him.
Ameen, ya Ustadha, ameen. Na'am, masha'Allah. So I want you to tell us how you feel having the entire Quran memorized, knowing that the Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between it. How do you feel having his words memorized?
Alhamdulillah, I'll keep glorifying Allah for making me an hafiz today, and I think it's something I can never regret. And being an hafiz is not something easy, and it's not something too difficult. Once you're determined, inshallah, with Allah's grace, you'll make it.
MashaAllah, ya Ustadha. You know, these are difficult times we live in, where holding on to the deen has become difficult, and still having someone memorize the Quran is purely a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how did your journey of memorizing the entire Quran start? How did it start?
The idea of memorizing the Quran all came from my mom, which I'll keep thanking her and thanking Allah for making her make the decision. I was a girl of 10. I finished my primary school then, when my mom told me, Firdaus, you're going to a tahfiz school. And I was like, there's no problem. Since it's the Quran we want to memorize, and she won't make a wrong decision, so why not? It's something good, so I just have to. And alhamdulillah, I went for it.
MashaAllah, ya Ustadha. So earlier, you made mention of memorizing at Khulwa. Tell us how that journey began and how it ended and the challenges you faced in between. Give us insight into all of those.
When I got admitted into Khulwa to Tanzil, I started my memorization from Surat An-Nas. But during my primary school period, I had memorized Juz Amma earlier. So when I got there again, we started from Surat An-Nas, and everything seems boring. And I was feeling all those things going over Juz Amma again. So I asked one of my friends that, is it only Juz Amma we are going to memorize it? And he told me I should just relax. So when I was very closer to Surat Al-Amma,
Then my ustaz told me we are moving to the next juzu so day, and I was a little bit relaxed because reciting juzama again and again was already boring to me. So I was very happy moving to the next juzu. I was excited going into another juz, so I was a little bit faster at the beginning of the next juz. But when we're going very deep into those big surahs, then I started becoming very slow in my memorization. It wasn't as fast as the pace I started with. Then my mom came, my ustad actually reported me that this girl she's not fast about her memorization. And my mom asked me for what was happening. And I told her it's, you know, going deep into this big surah is not as easy as memorizing this juzama and the short surah. So then my mom advised me and she told me all the words attached to memorizing the Quran. And all of those words sunk into my head and I was like, inshallah, I will also make it. So I continued memorizing and alhamdulillah, here I am today. I've completed it. But there are some challenges attached to the memorization also. So it got to a point where then in Kholwa were actually meant to use 3 years for our memorization. But I was a little bit unfortunate. I wasn't able to complete my tahfiz within the 3 years. So I waited behind to use an extra year. So when I resumed my fourth year, then I met new students. Then I felt, oh my God, I have to be in class with my junior and new faces and all of that. So I felt a little bit reluctant. But then I thought that, wait, I'm almost through with this. So why am I feeling reluctant? Let me just finish everything up and move on. Since it's just little, it remains. So that's how I just made up my mind that I will make it and I will complete it, inshallah.
Mashallah, ya ustada. That was quite an interesting journey. And at a point, you made mention of being slow with your memorization. Tell us what you meant by being slow and how did you overcome that challenge?
I was being slow when we started moving into those big surah because, you know, we can't compare it to the short surah at the beginning. So those big surahs made me slow because I wasn't familiar to it earlier.
And how did you overcome this?
I overcame it by, after the word of advice my mom told me, the reward attached to it, then I told myself I won't give up again. And I started struggling. Either easy or no, I know one day I'll complete it and leave the place. So I just kept pushing and Alhamdulillah.
And now that you've completed your memorization of the entire Quran, tell us some of the challenges you are currently facing and how you're dealing with those challenges.
One of the challenges I'm facing right now is combining my school activities together with my muraja, which is something exhausting. So to overcome that, I set the targets for myself. Because I know the punishment attached to memorizing the Quran and forgetting it. So I set targets of finishing at least, the least I could do per day is to complete a page of the Quran per day. So if I'm opportune or if I have more time, I can do two, three. But at least I will finish a page per day. So that is helping my muraja a little bit, if not perfect, but at least it's still making me become stronger in my muraja.
MashaAllah. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you. Ameen. If someone were to come to you now and was like, Firdaus, I want to memorize the entire Quran, what should I do? What would be your advice to such a person? What would you tell that person?
The first thing I would tell the person is you have to be determined, because once you're determined, moving back or giving up on it will be something difficult, because you know you have a destination, you're going somewhere, and looking back will be something difficult. But once you're determined, inshallah, you make it.
Well said, Ya Ustada. There's no doubt one needs to be utterly determined at the beginning of the journey. But we know as humans, we tend to become tired after a while. What advice would you give that person at that stage who, you know, initially was so determined and then got to this point and became so lax and all? So what advice would you give?
The advice I can give to such a person is, normally it's not easy. You get to a point where you feel tired, you feel you want to give up. But for a determined person, you can easily put it to your dua that, oh Allah, I want to complete this thing for your sake. And if you're determined, put it to your dua and bismillah, Allah will accept the dua and make it easy for you, inshallah.
Naam, well said, Ya Ustada. And I want to take you back to the point where you said your mom encouraged you to memorize, and at that point where you were slow with your memorization, she advised you, she told you about the benefits of the Quran and all. And can you share some of those benefits with us now?
On the day of resurrection, the parent of an Hafidh will be given a golden crown. And one other one is, the Hafidh will be asked to recite and keep going higher in paradise. So imagine someone reciting the whole Quran. Imagine the person's position in Jannah. Then one other one I will say again is, the Hafidh will be opportuned on the day of resurrection to choose any of his family member and protect them from Jahannam. Nah, I think that's the three I'll give here.
MashaAllah, Ya Ustada, shukran for that. And how beautiful is it that on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran will come as an intercessor for its companion, you know, in this world. And the companion, the custodians of the Quran, are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine the honor. SubhanAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us still striving on the path to becoming an hafidh, ameen.
Ameen.
And you know, there's so much honor attached to the Quran, and you've shared with us some of the benefits that the custodians of the Quran would have on that day, on the day of Qiyamah. Can you share some of the benefits that the custodians, the reciters, the memorizers of the Quran would have in this world?
One of the benefits of memorizing the Quran in this world is, number one, it broadens your knowledge, because while teaching others, it makes you know more, it makes your knowledge broaden. Then another one is, it assists in murajaah also. Yeah, it assists in murajaah.
Well said, Ya Ustada. And ultimately, we should note that the Quran is a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind, to us, and let us make sure to hold dearly to it and walk with the lessons therein and teach others as well. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this easy for us. And so we've come to that point where we tell our guests to tell us their best surah, recite a portion of it to us, and share some lessons from it to us. So bismillah, Ya Ustada.
Now, the portion I like the most is from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 282. Now,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا فإن كان الذي عليه الحق سفيها أو ضعيفا أو لا يستطيع أن يمله فليملل وليه بالعدل واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم فإن لم يكونا رجلين فرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى وَلَا يَأْبَ الشُّهَدَاءُ إِذَا مَا دُعُوا وَلَا تَسْأَمُوا أَنْ تَكْتُبُوا صَغِيرًا أَوْ كَبِيرًا إِلَى أَجَلِهِ ذلكم أقسط عند الله وأقوم للشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا إلا أن تكون تجارة حاضرة تديرونها بينكم فليس عليكم جناح ألا تكتبوها وأشهدوا إذا تدايعتم ولا يضار كاتب ولا شهيد وإن تفعلوا فإنه فسوق بكم واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم.
The lesson from this verse I've just recited is based on money transaction. Whenever you borrow money from someone, you make sure it's recorded, it's written. And the person writing the transaction must be a honest person, must be impartial about it. So when the words come to us, then you have evidence that, yeah, I've written it and all of that. So just make sure while making money transaction and stuff, you make sure it's written and recorded now.
MashaAllah, Ya Ustaza, that was a beautiful recitation. And shukran jazilan as well for the lessons shared. And it is quite interesting that the longest verse in the Quran talks about dealings, you know, transactions, and how you've shared those beautiful lessons with us about, you know, always writing down your dealings, your transactions with people. And journey is a lesson for us to pick and to hold on dearly to, because there's a lot in that verse. It addresses a lot about transactions, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to abide by his commandments and forgive us of all our shortcomings. Ameen. And do you have any final piece of advice you want to share with all our listeners?
The piece of advice I would like to give our listeners, for the Hufaz, I would like to tell them that Muraja is very, very important, and we need to walk by the Quran, because we can't just be carrying the Quran in our head and our behavior will tell otherwise. While for the people that are striving to memorize, I'll tell them that they should keep putting it in their dua, because there is nothing dua can't do. So that's what I have for you all.
MashaAllah, Ya Ustaz, shukran for that. So at this juncture, I want to say a big jazakumullah khairan to you again for sparing out time to share your journey with us and for making out time to be with us here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly, and may you make this beneficial for all of us and the Ummah at large. Ameen.
Naam, shukran, and also jazakumullah khairan for giving me the opportunity to be on Quran Cycle today.
Ameen. Wa antum fajazakumullah khairan ya ustada hafidha Allahu shala firdaus. And so we've come to the end of our program today. It is 10 over 10 in our series, Journey with the Hufaz. And we hope we met your expectations as well. Do make sure to share this with your friends and family. Don't forget to send us a mail if you have questions and reviews for us at QuranCycle3@gmail.com. Make sure to follow our Instagram page as well at QuranCycle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for all of us. Jazakumullahu khairan as you do so. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.